Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Steal Like an Artist, 10 Things Nobody Told You About Being Creative by Austin Kleon, is an inspiring guide that delves into the heart of creativity. This compact yet powerful book breaks down the barriers surrounding the creative process, offering a fresh perspective on how to be creative in a world that is constantly seeking originality. Kleon, through his engaging and straightforward writing style, dismantles the myth that originality comes from a vacuum, and instead proposes that all creative work is derivative in nature. With a mix of illustrations, anecdotes, and practical advice, Kleon offers a roadmap for navigating the complex web of influences and inspirations that fuel the creative process. The book is not just for artists, writers, or musicians. It's a manifesto for anyone looking to inject creativity into their life or work. It challenges the reader to rethink their approach to creativity, encouraging them to embrace influence, iterate on existing ideas, and discover their own unique voice amidst the noise. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the myth of originality. Austin Kleon tackles the daunting concept of originality, debunking the myth that to be creative, one's ideas must spring from a completely original source. He suggests that all ideas are essentially built on what came before, a notion that should liberate rather than discourage. By understanding that creativity is a remix of existing ideas, individuals can relieve the pressure of trying to create something new out of thin air. Kleon encourages readers to embrace the lineage of their ideas, to study the work of others, and to allow those influences to shape their own creative endeavors. This approach not only validates the creative process, but also underscores the importance of acknowledging and learning from the masters of one's craft. Secondly, your creativity toolbox. Kleon doesn't just philosophize about the nature of creativity. He also provides tangible strategies for building a creativity toolbox. This involves curating a personal library of inspirations, engaging in daily practices that nurture creativity, such as journaling or sketching, and cultivating an environment that fosters creative thought. The idea is to make creativity a habit rather than a sporadic act of genius. Kleon emphasizes the use of limitations as a tool for creativity, arguing that constraints can actually fuel rather than hinder the creative process. By setting parameters, creators can focus their ideas and channel their creativity more effectively, turning obstacles into opportunities for innovation. Thirdly, the role of community in creativity. Kleon posits that creativity thrives in community, not in isolation. He stresses the importance of sharing your work with others, not as a means of seeking validation, but as a way to contribute to the ongoing creative dialogue. Networking with like-minded individuals, seeking feedback, and engaging in collaboration are all emphasized as crucial elements for creative growth. This perspective challenges the stereotype of the lone genius, highlighting instead the collaborative nature of creative work. By participating in a community, creators can find inspiration, forge meaningful connections, and gain new insights into their work, all of which can propel their creativity forward. Fourthly, the importance of side projects. According to Kleon, side projects and hobbies are not just distractions from the main work. They are essential components of the creative ecosystem. These endeavors provide a playground for experimentation, allowing creators to explore new ideas and methods without the pressure of professional stakes. Kleon suggests that often the most groundbreaking ideas come from these spaces of unfettered creativity. By giving oneself permission to pursue seemingly unrelated interests, creators can stumble upon unexpected connections and innovations that enrich their primary work. This chapter encourages readers to diversify their creative pursuits, embracing the serendipity that arises from exploration. Lastly, the perpetual cycle of creativity. Finally, Kleon touches on the concept of the creative cycle, a perpetual process of consuming, creating, and sharing. This cycle underpins the idea that creativity is an ongoing journey rather than a destination. By continuously engaging with the work of others, applying those influences in one's own creations, and then contributing those creations back into the world, individuals participate in the rich tapestry of human creativity. This outlook encourages an open-minded approach to inspiration, a disciplined dedication to practice, and a generous spirit of sharing, all of which are essential for a fulfilling and sustainable creative life. In conclusion, Steal Like an Artist is a must-read for anyone looking to inject creativity into their life, regardless of their profession or artistic inclination. Austin Kleon's persuasive arguments and practical insights serve as a reminder that creativity is not a trait possessed by a gifted few, but a skill that can be developed and nurtured. By embracing the principles outlined in the book, readers are equipped to navigate the challenges of the creative process and to discover the joy of making something meaningful. The book is especially beneficial for those who feel stuck in their creative pursuits or overwhelmed by the pressure to be original. It offers a liberating perspective that can help unlock the creative potential within, making it an invaluable resource, not just for artists, but for anyone aiming to leave a more creative life. If you would like to support Austin Kleon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.